Welcome to Soothing Pod's Sleep Stories. I am Arif, and if you are here today to listen to a dreamy story that will soothe you and comfort you, you are in the right place. Tonight, I will tell you a story about how the goddess Athena taught Medusa a very important lesson about what it means to be beautiful. Before we begin, let us take a moment to find tranquility in the space we are in and relax. Settle into the mattress underneath you. Feel the weight of the day leave your body as you sink deeper and deeper into the comfort of the bed. Gently place your hands on your stomach. As you inhale and exhale, focus on the rise and fall of your hands. There is comfort in the consistent rhythm of your breathing. As the breath fills your body, take care to feel the warmth as it radiates from your core, all the way down to the very tips of your fingers. Now that you have found relaxation in the space you are in, let us begin. The story of Athena and Medusa began a long time ago in ancient Greece. Ancient Greece was unlike the world that we know today. Back then, winged horses, one-eyed cyclops, and other strange creatures roamed the earth. Men believed that gods and goddesses who lived in Mount Olympus ruled the earth. The gods and goddesses in ancient Greece always got involved in the affairs of men. They showed themselves and talked to mortal men face to face. They looked like us, except they were immortal. Other than this, the most significant difference between the mortals and gods is that they had magical abilities. The gods had the power to control the sun, the moon, the waters, and everything else that you can think about. The gods often used these powers to help, and sometimes punish the people they ruled over. It was then that a beautiful girl named Medusa lived in a city called Athens. The bustling town was home to many lovely and charming women. But of all these women, Medusa was the most beautiful. She had long, shiny, golden hair that reached her waist, and her face was smooth like fine porcelain. Her face was so perfect that it rivaled that of the gods and goddesses. Men came from faraway places just to get a glimpse of her beauty. Medusa was lovely, and she knew it. But instead of being thankful for her gift of beauty and using it for good, she was arrogant of the fact that she was stunning. Not a single day passed that she didn't remind everybody of this. One Sunday, while she was buying flour from the village miller, she boasted about how beautiful she was. "Miller, this flour is fresh and white, but it's nothing compared to my skin. My skin is fresher and whiter than that of the first snow," she said. The miller heaved a sigh, rolled his eyes, and went back to work. He was tired of hearing Medusa talk about how beautiful she was. Medusa's bragging didn't end there. She bragged to the cobbler that her blonde hair glowed brighter than the sun. She told the blacksmith that her eyes were greener than the most exquisite emeralds. And she boasted to everyone within earshot in the public gardens that her lips put the reddest roses to shame. There was no end to her arrogance. When Medusa wasn't busy sharing her thoughts with anyone about how beautiful she was, they would find her looking and admiring her reflection in the mirror. In the mornings, she would spend hours admiring herself in her hand mirror as she brushed every strand of her long, golden hair. There is nobody more beautiful than you. Not even the goddesses compare to your beauty, she said as she pursed her lips and made kissing motions to herself. At night, she would close the windows and look at her reflection in the darkened mirror for an hour before she got tired and went to sleep. Medusa would take any opportunity that came her way to either talk about or admire herself. She became so self-absorbed that she didn't care about the surrounding people anymore. She could no longer carry out tasks her parents asked her to do without forgetting what it was she was going to do when she was looking at herself. One time, her mother asked her to take some water from the nearby well. Medusa obeyed her mother, but she took too long to admire her reflection in the well, and she forgot to fetch the water. "I'm sorry, mother, but I forgot to take the water. But aren't you proud that you have such a lovely daughter like me?" she said to her mother without an ounce of guilt. All her mother could do was sigh. She didn't know what else to do with her daughter. Every day, she prayed to the gods, to the goddess Athena, the patron of the city of Athens, to help her daughter be humbler. One day, Medusa's closest friends, who took care of the Parthenon, invited her to visit the temple with them. Medusa was very excited because this would be her first time to visit the famous temple. But more than visiting the temple, she was looking forward to showing off her beauty to the people who went there. Later that night, Medusa asked her parents' permission to go with her friends to see the Parthenon. It thrilled her parents when they heard that their daughter was taking an interest in some other things other than herself, and they agreed right away. Perhaps the goddess had listened to their prayers. You should see the pantheon that the great Pericles constructed. It thrills your mother and me that you've taken an interest in the goddess Athena, her father said. To appease and not go into another argument with her parents, Medusa nodded in agreement. But what she didn't tell them is that she didn't care about the goddess Athena. Medusa only cared that she would show other people how beautiful she was. Medusa woke up even before the rooster crowed the next morning. She went to her closet and wore the fanciest and most expensive clothes that she owned, brushed her long hair, and put on her best hair clips. In her excitement, she didn't spend that much time admiring herself in front of the mirror, like she usually did every morning. She bid her parents goodbye and went off to meet her friends. When she and her friends arrived at the temple, she couldn't help but stare in awe at how big and wonderful the temple was. Medusa, I'm not sure if you're interested or not, but the Parthenon has 46 columns on the outside and 18 on the inside. It was Ceres, her friend said to her. Thank you, but I need not know how many columns are inside this temple, Medusa said, as she interrupted her friend. Ceres, instead of telling me about the temple, why don't you tell me about how I look? She asked her friend as she twirled around to give her friend the full effect. You look lovely, as usual, her friend Ceres replied. We will leave you here while we attend to some more important temple duties. Please look around and explore the temple. We will find you once we finish with our duties. Medusa's friend said as she went off with the other caretakers to attend to their duties. Medusa walked around the temple, aware of the fact that people were looking at her everywhere she went. She knew that they were admiring her, so she strolled so that people could admire her better. I am inside the goddess Athena's temple, yet people are looking at me instead of her. That just proves that I am more beautiful than she is, she thought to herself. The Parthenon was full of sculptures and artworks dedicated to the goddess Athena. The most talented artists in Athens made these in Athena's honor. When Medusa walked by a sculpture of Athena, she whispered that she would have made a better subject for the piece. This is exquisite, but it would have been better if the sculptor made a statue of me instead. She thought the same thing when she passed by a painting of Athena. The painter did a great job, because the goddess has very bushy eyebrows, she scoffed. I have perfectly shaped eyebrows. It's a shame that the painter didn't know me before. Otherwise, he would have painted me instead. He would have had a better masterpiece. On and on she went about every single piece of art and statue that adorned the temple, until she found herself in the center of the temple, where the 40-foot sculpture of Athena known as the Athena Parthenos stood majestically. The famous Greek sculptor Phidias made the statue. He sculpted the figure out of wood and covered it with gold and ivory. The statue showed Athena wearing armor and an aegis, a goatskin shield. On her right hand, she held a statue of the Greek goddess Nike. On her left hand, she carried a shield. Engraved on her shield were various battle scenes. On her helmet, a sphinx and two griffins stood, and a giant snake coiled behind her shield. The statue was grand and exquisite, just like the goddess Athena. It impressed everybody who came to see the statue, except Medusa. The temple is beautiful. It's such a shame that it's built and wasted on Athena. I'm sure even the gods will agree that I am more beautiful than she. Maybe one day, people will build an even bigger and better temple dedicated to my extraordinary beauty. What she had said shocked her friends and temple priestesses working within earshot. Of all the years they worked in the temple, they knew that the goddess Athena took particular interest in the Parthenon and listened to everything said inside. They also knew that the goddess did not like being compared to anyone else. They had seen the powerful goddess when she got angry, and they knew that it wasn't the best idea to irritate her. Seeing that Medusa was their friend, they tried to help her by making her take back what she had said. Athena was kind and merciful, so they were sure that the goddess would forgive Medusa. "Surely you don't mean that. Take back what you said before the goddess gets angry at you," Ceres said to her. "Why should I take back what I have said when it is the truth?" Medusa asked in disbelief. She turned towards the statue of Athena and said in a loud, arrogant voice, "I wish that the goddess would appear before me so that everyone in this temple will know that I, Medusa, am more beautiful than her." Just then, a blinding light filled the temple. When the bright light receded, the goddess Athena, in all her glory, stood before her. Medusa trembled at the sight of the mighty goddess. She looked around the temple for somebody to help her, but she was all alone. Her friends and the other temple visitors all ran out in fright at the sight of the goddess. "My name is Athena, the goddess of war and wisdom. I have heard all that you have said in my temple. Although being beautiful is a gift, it is fleeting. However, kindness and pureness of heart never grow old. If you repent and reflect upon what I have said, I will be merciful and forgive you," the goddess said to her in a soft but authoritative voice. Despite the goddess's offer, her arrogance overcame Medusa, and she said, "You are saying these because you are just jealous of my beauty. It is clear as day that even if I'm mortal, I am more beautiful than you." Athena was silent for a few seconds, and then she spoke in a sad voice. "My dear child, there are things that are more important than physical beauty. you should also take care of what is inside. I could strike you down, but I have heard all your mother's prayers, and so I will be merciful to you. You will become what you are inside, ugly and monstrous. As soon as the goddess said these words, Medusa transformed. Where her long, beautiful hair once was, snakes grew. Scales covered her once clear and porcelain skin. Anyone who looks at you will turn into stone, and nothing can save them from that. Even you, my dear Medusa, should you want to look at your reflection, will turn to stone the moment you see your face, Athena said as she looked on. Medusa was shocked at how she looked, scaly skin and snakes for hair. She cried and pleaded with the goddess to change her back. But it was too late. I will not be heartless, and you will not be alone in your current state. Starting today, I will send you to live with the Gorgon sisters at the ends of the earth. There, you cannot harm anybody, and you will have time to think about the things you have done, the goddess continued. And with that, Medusa and the goddess disappeared from the temple, leaving only a trail of smoke. When Medusa's friends found the courage to return to the temple, they found only the hairpin that Medusa was wearing when she came with them to the Parthenon. They searched for her, but she was nowhere to be found. The turn of events saddened her parents, but they hoped that one day Medusa would realize the error of her ways. They hoped that the goddess would be merciful and return her to them. The story of Medusa is a reminder that kindness and pureness of heart are things that grow more beautiful as the years pass by. A pretty face can be gone just like the wind. I hope that you enjoyed listening to this story and that it helped you sleep well. I'll see you next time for another fascinating tale. Good night and sweet dreams.